Elissa Walker-Campbell. Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and the 2016 MLB All-Star Game. It is next week, and good news for the Houston Astro fans because they've got a number of impressive players that will represent. A Big E favorite, of course, is second baseman in Jose Altuve, and looking forward to the game on Tuesday. Well, here with us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line is the president of the Astros, and that is Reed Ryan. Welcome back, Reed, on this Friday night.
Hey, great to be here today.
A lot to talk about, and before we highlight the All-Star Game and the Astro players, let's begin our conversation with a mid-season report on the Astros, who are currently second in the AL West. They got off to a sluggish start, but they continue to build momentum and are winning enough games to be in contention. Just your assessment overall, Reed, of the season up to this point.
Yeah, well, you know, we came into the season with some high expectations and really played well in spring training, and I think our guys were feeling it a little bit, and so we came out the first month of the season, April, and just we were terrible. The bullpen was bad, starting pitching wasn't good, and really outside of Altuve and Springer and Correa at the top of the order, the rest of the club didn't really do much. And so I got to credit A.J. Hinch, our manager. He really just took the attitude that, hey, guys, we're going to go out and let's just win May. Let's just have more wins than we have losses, try to win each game, you know, win each homestand, and see where we end up. And, you know, lo and behold, we went out, we played really well in May, had a winning record, and then caught fire in June and had the second-best record in baseball. In July, we have a winning record and slowly have gone from, you know, the worst record in the American League to now being a half game out or tied, depending on what happens tonight, for the wild card and only, you know, six games out of the AL West with half a season left. So we've played our way back into it and, got to credit the players and AJ and the coaching staff.
The president of the Houston Astros, Reed Ryan, is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can connect with us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and always go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Well, it really has for the Houston Astros. You guys have recovered beautifully, and it seems like you guys are in sync. What is your belief in terms of, does this make them enough to be a true contender? Because it appears, as you were talking about, the April woes are behind them, and you guys have had a very successful May and the month of June after a tough 7-17 start.
Well, when you look at our club, yeah, I think we're built to last. You know, our outfield is as dynamic as any outfield in baseball. From a power perspective, from a defensive perspective, throwing arms, ability to use our legs. And then you go up the middle of the diamond, and with Correa and Altuve, and look, Altuve is the best player in baseball. I mean, he is having a career year. He's hitting 350.
He is.
The power numbers, 14 home runs.
Yeah.
I mean, four straight all-star appearance and second straight start. This guy is a joy to watch. And then you look over at third base with what Luis Valbuena's done, you know, has his average up over 250, hitting for power now. We brought up A.J. Reed, a young first baseman, first-round pick, former, you know, college player of the year. Throw in Correa at shortstop, who is 22, and really, you know, the talk of baseball and a healthy Jason Castro, who's hitting again and hitting for power. It's a pretty solid lineup, and we feel good about it with Evan Gattis DHing and backing up Castro. And so you look at our bullpen's phenomenal this year. Will Harris making the All-Star game with Altuve, the way that, you know, Ken Giles after the first month of the season really has turned it around, Michael Felice. Jeff Luna, our GM, made some moves, brought some guys up, sent some guys down. And, our bullpen has been very, very solid. And so then you turn to the starting pitching. And, you know, it was hard having Dallas Keuchel win the Cy Young last year and then start out 3-9 mm-hmm. and really, not have the stuff he had last year. But he's won his last three ball games. He's keeping us in it. McCullers is back healthy. He was out the first month of the season. Doug Fister's done a good job for us. Feldman's been our swing guy, starter in the bullpen. And then, you know, you throw in McHugh in there and Mike Fiers. We've done really well for ourselves. Now, I think the critics will say we don't have that true flamethrower number one guy, But we know we have more depth than a lot of clubs have with our pitching. And I think this club is built for 162 and that we're going to make the playoffs. And then, you know, we'll have to see what happens because it can be a crapshoot come the playoffs, whether you're in a 1, a 5, or a 7. And we'll see what happens. But I'll take my chances with this club.
Hey, Dallas Keuchel has certainly been the dominant pitcher for the last two seasons for the Astros and, of course, was last year's AL Cy Young Award winner. How close do you think he is to getting back on track 100% and totally into his groove? Because as you're talking about, you want him ready for postseason success. He's your key guy.
Well, you know, look, Dallas had a phenomenal year last year, and he's consistently kept us in ballgames. And I think the difference this year has been his walks. And what the league does is it makes adjustments. You know, there's no secrets. Everybody's got a scouting staff and a video department. And,
right.
You know, there's not a pitch that goes by that's not tracked. And so what teams have done is they've said, look, if Dallas Keuchel can paint the corners and, you know, beat us that way, we'll tip our hat and tell him good game. But we're not going to chase. We're going to try to put ourselves in hitters' counts. And when he's fallen behind guys, you end up having walks, and then when he has to come in, you know, over the middle of the plate, there's guys on base. And so, you know, I think he's had to sort of make the realization that the league's made a little bit of an adjustment to him, but I know he's been working with Brent Strom, our pitching coach, and, you know, the last couple games, although he's still given up a few hits, he's kept the ball in the ballpark, and he's not put guys on base, and that's been the big difference. So, you know, I think Dallas is going to continue to be you know, one of the most, you know, consistent, solid left-handers in Major League Baseball, and I expect big things from the second half of the season.
You know, Reed, just a moment ago, you were talking about the state of your bullpen. It's been crucial to the Astros' success. Tell us some more about Will Harris. I mean, obviously, he's a terrific, a dominant closer, but here's a guy that was overlooked by so many teams, and now he's earned a spot in the All-Star game. It's been a tremendous year.
Well, I think when you look at our Jeff Luhnow, our general manager, and all of our guys that Jeff has brought in, you know, they really get a lot of the credit for being able to go out and find these diamonds in the rough, whether it's someone like, you know, a Will Harris or somebody like a Tony Sipp or even a Colin McHugh. These are guys that a lot of clubs have given up on. And the coaching we have with Craig Bjornsson and then Brent Strom, working with, you know, our guys under Jeff Luhnow, I think we're able to take pitchers and maximize their success. Now, Will Harris has done it on his own. You know, he has worked hard and he's embraced. But this is a guy last year that put up really good numbers. And, you know, this year the fact that, you know, he's got an ERA under one, he's got more strikeouts than he has innings pitched, 38 strikeouts, 37 innings pitched. You know, he's moved into that closer role for us and has been able to lock the games down and really been the difference in May and June versus the April we had. You know, he's a guy that throws in the low 90s, that's got very good control, has great breaking stuff, and is not afraid to pitch inside. And so it's been fun to watch him emerge and see the confidence build with him. And anytime you have somebody that has a whip, you know, over one where, you know, he's striking out guys, you know, and not giving up a lot of hits and not giving up a lot of walks, he's making those guys beat him. And to date, they haven't been able to do it, and it was a joy to get to see him be selected as an All-Star.
The president of the Houston Astros, Reed Ryan, just with us a few more minutes tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And kind of when you step back, I mean, Astro fans, they've got so much to be excited about because so many of your core players, Reed, have not even reached their prime. I mean, the good news is this is still such a young team. You know, we talk about Carlos Correa. He's only 21 and one of the best young players in the game, and you guys just have an amazing farm system.
Yeah, well, Jeff Luhnow gets the credit. He came in here and he made a lot of tough decisions, and it's painful to rebuild, but he really ripped the Band-Aid off and traded away, you know, anybody that was of value at the major league level and stocked our system. And then we've put a lot into our scouting. Mike Elias and our scouting department get a lot of credit because these guys are out, you know, all the time watching video, meeting with players. And you look at a lot of our guys, they've come up through the system.
Always an honor to have the president of the Houston Astros, Reed Ryan, with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We wish you continued success and the trade deadline. It is just around the corner. We'll be watching, okay?
Thank you very much.
You
Go
bet.
Astros.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number one at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.